Let's discuss why wearing a mask will not protect you from catching the new coronavirus. So if you've gone outside lately, you must have noticed people everywhere wearing masks. In the subway, on the bus, while grocery shopping, it doesn't matter if they are young or old, everybody seems to wear them. You might have even worn a mask yourself, because, I mean, it doesn't hurt, right? Well, while wearing a mask does not technically hurt you or anyone, it can cause you to have a false sense of security. That can be bad because, thinking you're protected, you might actually not take other protective measures that are actually more effective. So let's start by talking about the two types of masks that are out there, or that people out there wear. First, we have the surgical masks, and then the dust masks. So what are surgical masks designed for? And those are the masks that, well, surgeons wear in the hospital. You might be surprised to hear that they're not meant to protect you, the person wearing them, but rather to protect others from you. So some people do actually wear them correctly. They might have a cough or they might be sneezing and they think, okay, I don't want to spread this, so I'm going to wear a mask. And that means if I sneeze, the droplets will stay on the mask, because that's what the mask is designed for, to protect droplets from going out and also coming in. So if you are around people who sneeze a lot, maybe your partner or your parents or something at home, and there's nothing else to do, wearing a mask could technically protect you. Like if somebody could sneeze on you, then yes, the surgical mask would protect you. But just wearing it while you're outside, while you're on the bus, let's say, does not protect you, because these masks have gaps everywhere. And even though like you wear the mask, it covers like the front part of your face, the sides and, you know, the top and the bottom are still open and the virus can get in. It's not gonna be like, oh, well, I have to take the long way around, I cannot go in. That's not how it works. And another problem that can arise from people wearing surgical masks all the time is that they might not realize that they are disposable. You're supposed to throw them away after a few hours. Instead, they wear them for days and the masks get damp. And if they're damp, the bacteria can actually breed on them. And then, you know, you end up getting sick from something entirely different than what you were trying to protect yourself from. So moving on to dust masks. These are, for example, the N95 masks. These are those with the valves, the small valves, that let air go out but not come in. And they like create a seal around your face. You probably think that these must be more effective in protecting you against the virus, right? Well, not really. They're called dust masks for a reason. You know, like think of a person cutting wood with a chainsaw. You're gonna have a lot of like tiny wood particles floating around, and if you breathe those in day after day, it's gonna cause you issues. So that's what these masks are made to protect people from, dust particles basically. Now these particles are usually like larger than 300 nanometers. And that's what the N95 marking means, that it can block particles that are larger than 300 nanometers in diameter. Now, some masks do actually block smaller particles as well, but not much smaller, and you can't be sure which block them and which do not. Now, the virus that causes the 2019 coronavirus disease is actually 50 to 200 nanometers in diameter. And that's true for, I think, most viruses. Like, you're not gonna find many that are, you know, like bigger than dust particles, which the masks are designed to block. You know, it makes sense. Viruses are tiny, too tiny. Like, you cannot grasp how small they are. They can go right through the mask. So wearing it is actually, you know, just as effective as wearing a surgical mask. It can protect you if somebody like literally sneezes on you, and then you have to like dispose of the mask, of course, but it's not gonna protect you if you just wear it and you go out and shop and, you know, like have a party or I don't know what. It's not gonna make any difference, basically. Now, some other reasons why masks are generally ineffective, doesn't matter which type of mask, as we just established, the virus can enter your body through your eyes as well, not only through your nose and mouth. Oh, and now that I mentioned that, I've seen some people wear a mask on their mouth and not their nose. Now, maybe they knew that they wouldn't protect themselves anyway, so they just wear it because they sneeze. So I'm not going to say, oh, you know, these people are stupid. They have no idea what the masks are for. Maybe they know exactly what they are for. But anyway, the point is that the virus can enter your body through like any means. It doesn't matter if it's a cut, if it's your nose, if it's your mouth, or if it's your eyes. If you cover your nose and your mouth, even if you could like hypothetically cover them perfectly, the virus could still enter your body through your eyes. And I don't suppose you're gonna go outside wearing goggles. You could. That would actually like protect your eyes, but yeah. So many masks are actually worn wrong. Even the N95 masks that block the tiny particles. Oh, and just a note, they only block at least 95% of those particles. That means they're not designed to create a perfect seal to block everything. So even if they could technically block the virus, they would only block like 95% of it or something along those lines. Anyway, if you wear those masks wrong, though, they are completely ineffective. Anything can get in through the sides. And then we have some people that wear masks. They think they protect themselves, but they take them off all the time. Like they wear the mask maybe in the metro and then like in the train. And once the door opens and they go out and into the station, they take the mask off. What's the point? There's still people in the station. Like, it doesn't make any sense. In short, wearing a mask doesn't generally hurt you, but you must understand like exactly what it protects you from. You mustn't wear it and think, oh great, now I'm totally protected, I can do anything, and I'm not gonna get infected. That's not how it works. You must understand that it might only protect you from a very small number of potential dangers, and it doesn't protect you from anything else. Now, a quick word about gloves, because I've seen a lot of people, they wear masks and they also wear like latex gloves. Now, gloves can protect you if you have cuts in your hands. So if you touch something that's infected, not infected, if you touch something, a surface that has a virus on it, because it can survive outside the body for a short while, if you have a cut, it can enter your bloodstream and you get infected. If you don't have a cut, it's okay. It doesn't matter. That's why you're supposed to wash them all the time. So if you do have, the virus on your hands, you can just wash it off with soap. But if you have cuts, it could enter your bloodstream. So that's when wearing gloves can be helpful. But wearing them is completely ineffective if you just, wear them, leave them on, and then act normal. So if you wear gloves and then you touch surfaces, like any surface, and then with those same gloves you touch your face or your food or maybe your kids, your friends, whatever, then it's exactly the same as doing those things without wearing the gloves. You get the virus on the gloves and then use the gloves to touch your face. The virus is gonna get on your face. Simple as that. It's not gonna like magically destroy it. So that's it for today. Try to like think about why you do what you do. I'm not saying not wear masks, because he actually said they can be helpful in some cases. It's not like they're completely useless, but they are nearly completely useless for the general population, especially if you just wear them outside while you're walking. It's not gonna make any difference. And it causes panic. Like my parents, my grandparents, they see people outside wearing masks and they're like, oh my God, we're all gonna die. What's going on? The situation must be very, very serious if everybody's wearing masks. But, masks don't actually protect you, and the situation is not as grave, at least here where I am, as it seems. If everybody wears masks, it just creates more panic and it doesn't actually help. So that's it. I'm always open to the possibility of being wrong. So if you want to point out something that I said that's not true, or if you want to offer your own point of view, feel free to leave me a message through Anchor or just by commenting on Twitter, LinkedIn, or like wherever you saw this. That's it. Bye-bye, and thank you for listening.